As of August 16th, 2021, I have hit 100 subscribers. I want to give a shout out to everyone that has subbed. Thank you all so much that we were able to reach 100 subscribers in such a short time. It feels like it's been a couple of weeks since I started the channel, and now I'm already at 100. It's just mind-blowing that you guys enjoy my content that much. Thank you all so much. I am currently working on a 100 subscriber special video, so that should be out in about a week or so. So if you do want to get notified of when that video does go live, if you could hit that subscribe button. And again, I am so grateful to everyone that has already subscribed. Thank you all so much. It's insane. So today's video idea came from a comment from one of my subscribers saying that he wants to see a video of me talking about the 5 things that I want to see in Kingdom Hearts 4. As I've done a video previously talking about the 5 problems that I don't want to see in Kingdom Hearts 4, and that was the video that he commented on, so that'll be linked right up there if you want to watch that. So this will be more like the other side of the coin for the 5 things that I want to see in Kingdom Hearts 4. And yes, I do know I just said Kingdom Hearts 4 like 700 times. So at number 5, I want to talk about something that I've been wanting them to bring back ever since Kingdom Hearts 2, and that is dry forms. Now, I've talked about dry forms a lot. I've had them sprinkled through other videos. The last video that I did talking about how could a Kingdom Hearts game work in VR and how dry forms could heavily be like a main gameplay focus. But the short of it was, I really want dry forms to return. I did enjoy form changes in Kingdom Hearts 3, but I definitely more appreciate dry forms. As yes, you can upgrade the keyblades in Kingdom Hearts 3, you can get materials and upgrade them, but it's just not the same as Kingdom Hearts 2, being able to level up and master all your drive forms, including final form, to get additional benefits, and leveling up your keyblade by getting materials that you have to grind for while you're still technically grinding like you would be with a drive form. It's still, you know, something to work towards. I just feel like drive forms had much better, you know, upsides and downsides, and much better, can I say, practicality in using them in tough situations. So I'm just going to use Final Form as an example here, but the way you get Glide in Kingdom Hearts 2 is you have to level up Final Form to the max, and then you can get Glide as regular Sora and you can glide around. But it was an extremely intensive grind just to get it, as there's only a few spots in the game you can actually grind it and you have to go back to the rooms and everything. However, in Kingdom Hearts 3, as soon as you get to the Keyblade Graveyard, they just give you Glide, which I thought was kind of cheap. But just having something to work towards by using the form instead of having to go out into the gummy ship and like find resources, you won't be able to upgrade all the keyblades on your first time playing through, or maybe even your second time playing through, because there's just so much stuff you need to get to be able to upgrade these keyblades to the max, and they really don't do anything else. There's no extra benefits like there is in all the dry forms. Like I said previously, with final form you can get glide while regular Sora, there's nothing really like that for leveling these keyblades all the way up, so the form changers can be the strongest they are and the magic and the strength stats can be the highest they can be. There's no benefit other than it being stronger. That's pretty much it. And with each drive form being sort of a unique playstyle that you're able to use, like for example, wisdom form, you know, ranged Sora, being able to approach situations in a different way with a different type of playstyle, it kind of reminds me of how the Hitman games work. You can approach a situation from so many different angles and so many different ways that there's pretty much endless possibilities. So having these kind of drive forms where a ranged Sora, you can take everything out from far-ish away, or you could just go up and destroy everyone with master form, it's more so giving you the flexibility to be able to be creative and do something the way you want to do it, so that it feels unique in that you can clear this situation in a couple different ways. So you can pick one, you can just go brute force or ranged like I mentioned before with wisdom form. It's just more being able to do something more the way you want to do it and having the options to be able to complete it that way while also looking flashy as all heck and spinning around and doing flips and all that with, you know, 2 keyblades. It's definitely a plus. Now at number 4, I have less linear worlds, and I'm going to use Kingdom Hearts 3 as an example. The worlds in Kingdom Hearts 3 were really good. The Monsters, Inc. world, Monstropolis, was a good world, except that it was just one giant long hallway, and Tangled, the beginning part of Tangled, was a really long highway as well. And I know they have to tell the story along the way, and they also have to do it for gameplay purposes. Like, all the worlds can't just be Pirates of the Caribbean. That was in Kingdom Hearts 3, was this giant open world, which of course I do, you know, agree with. However, I do believe that they should be bigger than one, you know, giant hallway, as in Monstropolis. And I know a lot of the earlier Kingdom Hearts 2 worlds and Kingdom Hearts 1 worlds were kind of long corridor hallways too, but that was just more down to limitations and stuff like that. Like in Kingdom Hearts 3, obviously they were able to pull off Pirates of the Caribbean, so console and PC limitations is not a problem anymore. So if we could get more open-ended world like San Francisco and Pirates of the Caribbean in Kingdom Hearts 4, that would be really cool. I'm not saying they all have to be, but I want more, like a majority of them, like a 70-30 split of having more open-ended worlds, because if this is really the only way we can explore these worlds, these kind of Disney worlds in this type of game, Kingdom Hearts, then I definitely want them to be bigger so we can explore more, if that makes sense. Like, what other game series allows us to go to Monsters, Inc. and run around through the corridors, or go through and sail a pirate ship with Captain Jack Sparrow and Donald and Goofy? That's right, no other game. So just having bigger spaces to run around in would be much appreciated. Now here at number 3, I have a better flow motion system. I would like to see a flow motion system that's similar to the one in Dream Drop Distance, but that improves on it and has way more features, and one that would allow us to traverse these worlds that are bigger in Kingdom Hearts 4 much easier and much more enjoyably than running up a skyscraper for 5 minutes. Now, Dream Drop Distance's flow motion system was really good, especially for the time. The way that they added it into the gameplay and gave you more attacks and mobility with it was really cool, especially the grinding. That was really cool. And being able to air dodge into a wall and then either jump up or dash a really far distance, and then being able to go down and do a ground spin attack, all of those were really cool. And I would definitely like to see this type of system return with some improvements. And the kind of improvements that I would like to see is whenever you dash into a wall in Kingdom Hearts Dream Drop Distance or 3, when you would dash out of the wall, you wouldn't really be able to turn that much. It would be very stiff and felt like driving a car. So in the future, if they do end up putting this system in Kingdom Hearts 4, which I guarantee you they will, they'll probably do it somewhat similar to Kingdom Hearts 3, maybe just with a little bit more. What I want to see is the full system from Dream Drop Distance in Kingdom Hearts 4, and when you dodge into a wall and dodge out, you'd be able to go that same distance, and of course upgrade it maybe a little bit more along the way with extra skill points and AP, and being able to turn easier and being able to do not just one big attack out of it like you can do in Dream Drop Distance with the spin and around the poles, but being able to do special combos out of it and make your combos faster. So for example, when you use the shot lock, you would dash to an enemy and then you would do a special animation which would attack the enemy with a downward swing and then attack them up into the air. And if they were a small enemy, they would fly up into the air. If they weren't, then they would just stay there. But if they could give you special combos depending on like how fast you're moving and the type of angle that you're doing from the wall bounce, that would be really, really cool, because that would add a lot more flexibility in approaching fights. Making the flow motion combat momentum based, where when you bounce off a wall and you attack an enemy, it won't just be that direct one attack. You can do a few special combos out of it and a basic combo, which will be faster than the normal air combo. Of course, it would have more end lag, but not as much as Kingdom Hearts 3, where you're like stuck there forever. Being able to do a quick flurry of slashes and maybe one or two extra hits after that if you get more AP points with extra combos would be really, really cool and give more, you know, ways to take down your enemies, take down the Heartless. And of course, not just in combat, it would also help you get around more, you'd be able to jump higher, being able to dash farther, and being able to traverse these worlds that are much larger in size much easier because of this improved flow motion system that needs to be in Kingdom Hearts 4 if these worlds are going to end up being bigger. Like, what, you want to run across on the ground for 20 minutes to get to the end of the world? Nah, I didn't think so. Now, here for number 2, I have mentioned it a couple other times, and that is I want to see more Kingdom Hearts original worlds either brought back or just new ones in general. So of course, for the next Kingdom Hearts game, whether it be Kingdom Hearts 4 or not, we know that they're going to be introducing more of Quadratum, which is where Verum Rex is from. We don't know if Quadratum is just that world or if Quadratum is the entire universe, and that's just the name of the universe, so there's more than just that one world that Sora ends up on, and there's a whole bunch, like the Kingdom Hearts universe, with all the other Disney worlds. There's a ton of other fake worlds that are in there as well. So bringing back worlds like this, like Hollow Bastion and or Radiant Garden, Twilight Town, giving us more of the actual town than just one room in like a forest, and even Castle Oblivion. I mentioned this in one of the other videos too, with the Roxas spinoff, bringing back worlds like these and creating new ones for this new Kingdom Hearts installment would be really cool, because there's so much more lore they could do with it than Sora goes through Disney World, meets Disney character, does Disney stuff, and there's either no Kingdom Hearts stuff that happens in that world, or it's at the end, or just barely sprinkled in there just a little bit. But just having these Kingdom Hearts worlds in general, again, would just give us such more ample opportunity to explore these worlds, and if these worlds do end up being bigger, like I mentioned in the previous point, then we can explore even more of Twilight Town, and even more of Hollow Bastion. Just give us more freedom and more lore than we've ever gotten in any of the previous games. That's definitely one of the most things that I want for Kingdom Hearts 4. At number one, this one's kind of a cheat because it's referring to the release date of Kingdom Hearts 4, and I know that games take a really long time to make. Kingdom Hearts 3 didn't come out for like a decade, and even that, the last game we got before that was 0.2 Fragmentary Passage, which was like 4 or 5 years without a Kingdom Hearts game before it was even revealed that it was coming out. And I understand that video game secrets, the reason why they don't tell you every little detail about the production and what's going on and when it's being made. It's frustrating, of course, yes, especially for Star Wars games, when you're just sitting there in the dark wondering if it's going to come out. Of course, when it eventually does get revealed that it is coming out, it is a nice shock and surprise, and it is a good feeling to know that a game is releasing. So really, the thing I want the most for Kingdom Hearts 4 is it to actually release in not 10 years. And I'm not saying to rush it out, but I'm mostly just saying that I want it to come out while the hype is still around for Kingdom Hearts. Of course, you know, it's always going to be around. But if they release a spin-off game and then the next year they released Kingdom Hearts 4, people are still playing Kingdom Hearts 3, so the hype is still there. And I want the momentum to stay there enough so that Kingdom Hearts 4 will make an even bigger impact when it actually does get revealed and released. Where Kingdom Hearts 3 had a lot of hype because it was actually being released after 10 years, Kingdom Hearts 4, we pretty much know it's coming. At least it's a no-brainer in making it because the sales will be off the charts. So not letting that hope die out, not letting the flame die, and keeping the momentum going for when is this game going to release is the most important thing. Sales-wise, fan retention-wise, and just overall lore-wise, and everything to do with the game, all the characters. We want to know what happened to Sora, where he went, and if that takes place in Kingdom Hearts 4, I hope we actually get it in the next couple of years, preferably not 10. Now that's pretty much going to wrap it up for this video. I'm going to thank CowboyCadBane64 again for that comment. Definitely helped me out with the video idea. And if you guys have any other kind of video ideas or things you want me to talk about, you can leave that down in the comments section. That'd be great. I'd love to read all your guys' thoughts. And also let me know down in the comments what you guys want to see in Kingdom Hearts 4. If there's any features or settings you want to see in the next installment of Kingdom Hearts, that would be awesome to read. And I apologize, I've been silent since reaching 100 subscribers, as I have not uploaded since last Tuesday. I didn't upload anything Thursday or Sunday. I've just been really busy with job interviews and just general life stuff getting in the way and distracting me from my channel. And it's definitely you guys keeping me coming back to make more content like this, as I'm so happy that all you guys are enjoying it. So if you made it this far and you're not subscribed yet, if you did enjoy this video, if you could leave a like on it, hit that subscribe button, you know, help me out. We can get to 200 subscribers maybe by the end of September, who knows. And with that, that's gonna be the end of the video. See you guys and have a good one.